Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 188. Today is Saturday, October 19, 2019. Wow. I am your host, Lita.
Hi.
And joining me this week is my co-host, Niecy. Niecy, how are you, sweetie?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on with our lovely guest today.
I know, super excited to catch up with this person because really it's been nearly a year ago that we got to hang out and had a fabulous time. So, you know, so it's nice to see his face again, which is fantastic. This is Ro. Ro has come to say hi. Howdy.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I literally don't see you because I have the show notes up right now. But hello!
Thank you.
Hello.
It's good to be back on. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate you welcoming a not much of a challenger to your podcast.
That's okay. We are all about being inclusive to especially to our friends. That's what we like to do. And, you know, especially at this time of the year, there may be something that's coming up that, you know, people will start to get a little bit excited about.
So you know, a little bit of hype in the air.
A little bit
of excitement. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, and all of that. So we like to catch up with our friends. Obviously, we had Belle on a couple of weeks ago, and we had Seraphis last
week. And you're still doing a podcast. That's great.
I know. Yeah. No, Belle is always fantastic. So it was great catching up with her. And again, we're just happy to have you come and have a chat and tell people about the thing that you've, like, the big thing that you've got coming up. So, which is this little thing, obviously you guys probably can't see it but I've got on my shirt from last year. So World of Podcasts is what Ro is all about, other than all the 50 million other things that Ro does. But he's come to have a chat to us about World of Podcasts. So can you tell everyone what it is all about, because it is a pretty amazing thing, and I know that Stone and I had got to partake in some of that last year, and it was great fun. So can you share and tell everyone about World of Podcasts for us, please?
Sure. So World of Podcasts, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this will be the 7th World of Podcasts.
Wow.
It started several years ago with just a handful of podcasters for World of Warcraft saying, hey, there's all this stuff that's happening at BlizzCon, and a lot of people show up the day before, so why don't we try to get a whole bunch of podcasters together and have like one big, you know, WoW podcast show before BlizzCon at a hotel? And it started out the Red Lion Hotel. From there, it got bigger, it moved to the Hilton, and then it just kind of naturally evolved because other Blizzard games were coming out. You had Hearthstone, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, and eventually there was this next phase for it called Con Before the Storm. So it wasn't just about World of Warcraft anymore, and it wasn't just about necessarily podcasting, because you have, you know, artists that are being featured at this event. You have streamers, YouTubers, bloggers, all sorts of different forms of content creation, just the fan community coming together to celebrate all things World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, Overwatch, Hearthstone, all things Blizzard. Mm-hmm. So it's become a really, really big deal. Now, Con Before the Storm's been, it has, in that incarnation, has been going on for a few years, and it continues to grow, it continues to change. But one thing that has remained a constant from the very beginning is that there has always been a World of Podcasts. One way or another, we have made it happen. I've been involved with the logistics and the organizing and the talent acquisition for World of Podcasts since its second year. I was a participant in the first year, and then going on from there, I was helping behind the scenes for the most part, sometimes participating, but mostly behind the scenes, just making sure it all came together and ran as smooth as possible. And not only is it an event for people that are going to BlizzCon and checking out things the day before, but one of the important things that we want to do with World of Podcasts is say, hey, you have all these podcasters celebrating all this stuff in the same space under one roof. Let's not just put a show out there for the people that are showing up. Let's create something that people are going to get to listen to later, because I mean, they're all podcasters. So why not make this available as a podcast format? So these panels I'll be taking place for the past few years and same this year will also be able to be downloaded via the World Podcast feed or any of your shows that you like that are participating. Some of them will be including it as well. So that's the general overview of what World of Podcast is all about. It started small. It became something really huge. And now it's just one piece of the big celebration that is Calm Before the Storm, which this year is even bigger than ever because we've teamed up with Wowhead. Because for all these years, you had Calm Before the Storm as one party on Thursday, and Wowhead was doing another party together. We just finally reached to the point where we're like, man, we got two awesome parties. We're both trying to celebrate the community. Why don't we just team up and do one big thing? And that's where we are right now.
Which is, I mean, is it amazing? Because obviously I saw that last year and it was like, well, I would have liked to go on to the other one. But, you know, being that we were there and it was all, there was so much going on and so many people to see. It was like, yeah, when we're not going to get there. I just, you know, I want to catch up with everyone I can see here. So I think that that is an amazing thing that you guys have got together. So congratulations on that for certain.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's so fantastic that you guys have all kind of been able to band together this year and kind of join forces and make, you know, just a huge event coming in. So in that respect, what exciting things do you have planned for World of Podcasts this year that we can expect coming out of BlizzCon?
Well, I think you're going to see some things are familiar and some new things as well. So one of the goals with World of Podcasts is to try to feature a wide variety of talents. So names that you're probably very well aware of in the podcasting community and some names that maybe you aren't necessarily aware of, but trying to feature a mashup of smaller creators and larger creators and have them all come together. Now, last year was the first year in which we had so much, you know, participation, so many people that were willing to be a part of it, that we actually did a panel as a live stream before everything happened. And we called that the pod before the con. Now this year, because we had so many Warcraft podcasters express interest in wanting to be involved in this, and not so much on the other Blizzard games, and mind you, we have plenty of people interested in those games, but we basically had so many Warcraft people express interest that we're doing a pod before the con once again this year, and that'll be on the Sunday before BlizzCon at 7 p.m. Eastern time on the twitch.tv/calmbeforestorm, and that's going to be Warcraft focus. It's going to feature a number of your favorite WoW podcasters, moderated by Frazzly from the Frazzlecast, and a whole bunch of people. I'm going to refrain from saying every single name here and simply say, if you go to calmbeforestorm.com and check out the World of Podcast section, you'll see all the names there. I will toss out the moderator names though, because I just get people hyped up. So Pod Before the Con is something that's still going to be happening this year, because we have teamed up with Wowhead, and this is kind of a joint venture. World of Podcasts is somewhat evolving as well. So Wowhead likes to put an emphasis and a feature on content creation in general. And I would say that, you know, Twitch streamers, YouTube content creators, and the video creators in the community are becoming more of a mainstream kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I generally understand that, and I accept that. And what we're trying to do this year is still keep it primarily focus on podcasts, but also open up space for those kind of creators to be part of the discussion as well. So this year in the panels, we have, I'd say, roughly about 2/3 of the participants are podcasters, but mm-hmm. you're going to find a few participants that are kind of like special guests taking an extra seat there. One example I'll give, which is a really good one, is for the General Blizzard panel. Yep. is going to have Taryn Gregory from Blizzard Entertainment as one of the panelists.
Oh, how cool is that?
It's going to be amazing.
That is amazing. He is so sweet. He is such a sweetie. Seriously.
He gets what Blizzard fandom is all about. Mm. He's just as much, all the people that at Blizzard are as much a fan of the games as we are. Mm. And Taryn is just a pleasure. He's one of my favorite people, Blizzard Entertainment, and I'm really super stoked that he was able to get clearance to actually participate and be a panelist. Now, it'll be interesting to see what kind of questions Garrett from the instance in the Angry Chicken asks him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Garrett knows that he's not going to be able to get any info out, like, hey, so what's that cinematic we're going to see the illness ceremony? He won't ask something like that, but it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Garrett's going to moderate that. That's Perculia from Wowhead's actually going to be a part of that too. Kicking it off and going strong. A couple other differences before I get to the other panels is, well, we have more participation from Wowhead in that Annie Fuchsia, Perculia's co-host from Wowhead Weekly, mm-hmm. she's going to be the MC for the night, the mistress of ceremonies, as it were. Mm-hmm. We have musical entertainment at one point during the thing. I think it's going to be between the Hearthstone and Overwatch panels. I might be wrong on that. It might be between Overwatch and Warcraft. But at one point, Jay the Bard, who's, a BlizzCon talent contest winner. He does a podcast too called The Bard's Tavern. Mm-hmm. He's really excited to be a part of this by doing a song or two. I don't know what he's going to be singing over at that thing, but it's sure to be super exciting. I'm just really stoked to add just new kind of forms of media to this, and mm-hmm. all at the same time, it's a podcaster doing this stuff. So I'm really stoked about that. Another change. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about this technically.
We won't tell anyone.
But I won't tell.
It's all right.
But no one knows. We'll keep this low key. So last year, our sponsor was Wowhead's a partnership with us. But last year, Medieval Times was mm-hmm. a huge reason for why World of Podcasts happened last year.
Yes.
Last year with the Kickstarter, we almost didn't raise enough to make World of Podcasts happen, but Medieval mm-hmm. Times came in huge and throwed in a whole bunch of support, and that's what made World of Podcasts become a reality last year. Mm-hmm. And this year, we are super excited to have them back and be, again, a major contributor, a major reason why World of Podcasts is once again happening this year. So Medieval Times is supporting it, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you folks are familiar with Medieval Times and what happens when you go there. They got this tournament stuff going on. They have sword fights, horse riding, and stuff like that. And while I can't say that we're going to have horses in the Anaheim Hilton, because I think that would be frowned upon.
Would be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
It'd be hilarious. Yeah, it'd be pretty awesome. So I don't think we're going to see any horses in the Anaheim Hilton, but don't be surprised if you're at the Hilton and you see a couple of people in very realistic looking medieval armor with, some form of handheld weapon and doing a little bit of exhibition.
That would be very cool. Okay. That sounds good. Nice.
So, yeah, again, I don't know if everything's locked in for that. There's a mm-hmm. bit of logistics involved in that, but just Medieval Times being as big a supporter as they are and wanting to do it again this year is super awesome. Looking at the rest of the panels, as far as like who we have moderating the panels, I mentioned Garrett Weinzerl's doing the General Blizzard mm-hmm. one, Frasley doing the Pod Before the Con, Jocelyn Kearney from the Angry Chicken, she's mm-hmm. going to be leading the Hearthstone panel. Mm-hmm. After that, we have the Overwatch panel with Totemly Drunk, who's the moderator for that. He's kind of like the row for the Overwatch podcasting community. He gotcha. Knows everything about Overwatch podcasts. Like I play Overwatch and I listen to some Overwatch podcasts, but mm-hmm. maybe only like one or two a week. Yep. This dude, he knows his Overwatch content creators like crazy. Like if
nice.
I've even asked him for help on like, okay, what new Overwatch podcasts are out there? Is that he knows his stuff. So yeah. I couldn't think of a better person to moderate the Overwatch cool. panel for that.
Yeah.
Moving on to Warcraft, because mm-hmm. last I checked, we like Warcraft here.
Yeah, funny. Funny about that.
Just a little.
just a tad.
Just a little bit. Pat Crane from Convert to Raid, he's going to be the moderator mm-hmm. for the World of Warcraft panel. And kind of interesting things about this one is we have, three new faces for Warcraft panels in this one. Mm-hmm. We have like the Starting Zone and Merely a Setback, a couple great podcasts that are coming back and being a part of this panel. But nice. Faces that you might not expect, the GM of the Raiding Guild Limit, Max, he's going to be a part of that wow. panel.
Oh, cool.
A fairly well-known Twitch streamer named Towly is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the person participating that I'm actually personally the most excited about, because this is her first BlizzCon and it might mm-hmm. be her only BlizzCon,
yep.
is Raven from the Girls Gone Wild podcast. She's just such a wonderful person, and mm-hmm. I'm super excited to have that show being represented on the Warcraft panel this year. I'm really looking forward to that.
That wow. is amazing.
Yep. And just the last thing, wrapping it up, is a panel that's about WoW Classics. So mm-hmm. Just World of Warcraft Classics been so huge. It's had such an amazing response. I mean, you guys have seen it as far as like people wanting to do Iron Man on Classic and all that. And we have decided to do a panel dedicated to WoW Classic, led off by Josh Corbett, who is the host of the Countdown to Classic podcast, pretty okay. much the biggest WoW Classic podcast out there, mm-hmm. along with a number of other content creators, a combination of streamers, YouTube content creators, and podcasters, including Athlis, one of the founders of Warcraft Radio. I mean, not only the current incarnation of Warcraft Radio, but yep. one of the founders of WoW Radio back in the day before WoW podcasts were really a thing. There was WoW Radio, and this guy was part of it. So it's an amazing group of people put together. It's going to feel a little bit different from previous years, but at the mm-hmm. same time, I don't think that changes anything to really be concerned about or scared of. It's going to feel different, but I think it's going to be awesome all the same.
Sounds amazing. It's just massive.
Wow.
Yeah, massive.
It'd be hard to top this. Maybe next year you can get like a jousting demonstration outside.
So
put a ring.
Next year I've been told that I need to have Chris Metzen start a WoW podcast and have him involved.
Just there you go.
Just getting to walk through the door. That's, you know.
Absolutely. Right.
You had me at Chris Metzen. Bro, really? Right, yeah. Right. Yeah,
it's
pretty
just,
much.
It's, you know, you have Scott Johnson and Chris Metzen just kind of to co-lead the Warcraft panel.
Yep, I'll serve them coffee. That's fine.
And that's just about the only way we watch. Top World of Podcasts at this point is bringing in Chris Metzen. Because, I mean, this thing is so off the chain. It's hard to top it each and every year, but we find a way.
This is going to be quite an event this year. This is exciting.
I mean, it was a massive... days of, you know, from last year, so I can only imagine how this year is going to be running. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And like I said, one of the things that's important to me is that this stuff is not just for the people attending in person. You're going to be able to hear these podcasts not too long after they're recorded. We ideally want to try to get them out within a day of the event being done. So you may possibly, now I can't promise or guarantee this, but we would like to get them up on our podcast feed before the BlizzCon opening ceremony. Ideally, that's what we aim for. That's our target. We may not hit it this year, but I say that every year, and somehow we still end up doing it. So, fingers crossed.
We'll be pulling for you guys. I mean, that's awesome that you guys are trying to get that up so that those that can't be out there to experience it still get to be part of it in some way, shape, or form. That really Absolutely. Is an awesome and a huge undertaking. And, you know, we thank you guys for all the work that you put into that, because it's a lot of work. We know that. But, you know, not everybody realizes it. But we thank you very much.
I'm one of the few people who I feel can relate and understand to what a community manager does when it comes to doing this kind of stuff every year. Because for like 2 months out of my life, I'm just on the internet running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to just get everything together and make everything work. So I get to understand that panic for a slice out of the year. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm always concerned that, like, oh my gosh, what if this happens? What if that happens? Is this going to be okay? Is that going to be okay? And at the end of the day, World of Podcasts happens, and I hear practically nothing but positive feedback on it. It's like people, they're really happy to participate. They loved being there and checking out. They love downloading it and listening to it on the podcast. So it's worth everything that's put into it every year. It's a great experience. It's a great event, and I'm happy to be a part of it, just putting it all together.
Nice.
Oh, absolutely. So you've told us what we can expect this year. Now, where exactly and when exactly can we expect World of Podcasts to happen?
Right, so it happens on this year on Halloween. There's no special Halloween-themed stuff going on, as far as I know of, with World of Podcasts or Comp Before the Storm, but we'll be taking place on Halloween because that's the Thursday before BlizzCon. So it'll be on October 31st. It's going to be happening at the Anaheim Hilton, as it has been in previous years. And it should be pretty easy to find it. We should have some signage up if you go into the Hilton. You basically go up that first escalator if you're going to be in the area. And if I'm not mistaken, from there, you'll look to your left. Just look where all the massive groups of people are going to be. I mean, in addition to just everything happening with World of Podcasts, there's all the stuff that's part of Comp Before the Storm. Like, I think there's a photo booth involved again this year. There's, of course, definitely the awesome art gallery. There is a meet and greet featuring a lot of the people that you'll see at World of Podcasts at different times, and also a lot of other content creators at that meet and greet. You get to meet people like, say, Taliesin and Evitel, or Jesse Cox, or a whole bunch of other streamers and content creators, not just for WoW, but for other Blizzard games as well. That can be a huge thing. Some Blizzard people even are part of the meet and greet, depending on their schedule and availability. But that meet and greet, you know, you never really know exactly who's going to be there entirely until the last minute, but we have a lot of those names already up on the Comp Before the Storm site. As for World of Podcasts itself, just a quick reminder, the Pod Before the Con happens on the 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time at twitch.tv/Comp Before Storm. And then for all the things that are happening at the Anaheim Hilton, that'll be on the second floor going from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's where you can catch everything that's happening with World of Podcasts. Most of the panels are somewhat similar in length. We are giving a little extra time to the kickoff panel, the General Blizzard panel, and the main World of Warcraft panel will be our two larger panels, with all the other panels being roughly 45 minutes to an hour.
Don't know if 6 hours is going to be enough time, Rob.
You know what? Here's the thing. I mean, one of the most challenging things about putting this event together is not only how do we get as many people involved as possible, but how do you get all this stuff crammed into just a 5 to 6 hour package? And you know what? you do the best you can, and at the end of the day, it still comes out sounding amazing and being amazing. But yeah, hey, if I had it my way, World of Podcasts would be a 12-hour event.
Nice.
But when it comes to like timetables and availability and all that stuff, everyone, the Thursday before BlizzCon, people are getting their badges registered, and all that stuff. People are getting their hotel rooms in order. So it's we've toyed around with the idea of making the event longer than that 6 hours for World of Podcasts, but we found that just logistically, going with a 6-hour package is the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, it's understandable.
It is. I mean, even could you imagine what Hilton would want to charge you for 12 hours? But it's just, that is thoroughly amazing. So we will have all of that information up on the website, of course, for you. So if people do want to go in and check that all out, which is fantastic. Stone and I got to participate last year, and it was a thrill. It just, I mean, it really was just something that I hadn't expected. So it was a lot of fun. And just to see, you know, just to be part of something with not only the community, but the bigger Blizzard community was absolutely fantastic. So everyone that's going and everyone participating, I know, will have a great time. So so best of luck with all of that for you and all the fun that's coming up, because it's still a couple of weeks away and it's like, yay! And
12 days from this recording.
I know, 12 days. Crazy.
Oh, man.
Crazy. time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely.
It does.
But since we've discussed all that and we've got a fair idea of what World of Podcasts is about for this year, and again, thank you for that, what we just want to have a touch on, because there is this other thing, you know, like there is this other thing that's going on, you know, some people might have heard of it. It's called BlizzCon, you know. It's this tiny little gathering of people that go and hang out.
It's a convention for Blizzard Entertainment, isn't it?
Yes.
That name sounds familiar.
Yes, it's just something goes on. Anyway, what we want to know is, what are your hopes for the BlizzCon reveals this year? Like, have you got a couple of thoughts as to what you want to hear or would like to hear from this year's BlizzCon, please?
Yeah, I'll try to even touch all the franchises like really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
StarCraft, I want there to be a mobile StarCraft game.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an RTS. I just want something mobile in the StarCraft universe. I think if you're going to do a new mobile game, do it in the StarCraft universe. And I don't think that's going to get too much flack.
Mm-hmm.
I want Diablo 4, or whatever they call it, the next big Diablo game. I think a lot of people are expecting that will happen. New Hearthstone expansions expected, but what I want to see in Hearthstone is an actual tournament mode, this time for real. It was announced before and then removed. I want to see them say, hey, tournament mode's back on the table, and we're going to give it to you exactly the way you want it. Heroes of the Storm. Everyone wants to know when Deathwing's hitting Heroes of the Storm. Me, I can take it or leave it. I do want to see a new character for Heroes of the Storm, though, and I'm going to say, why not have Onyxia as a character in Heroes of the Storm?
Old tie-in classic.
Yes, going with the whole classic feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
WoW Classic, I'm not going to give a prediction because we already know what's happening with WoW Classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Warcraft 3 Reforged, not only do I want a release date, but I want them to say, and by the way, it's available tomorrow, or basically within a day or two of BlizzCon, because they have the client up already, they're doing data mining, so I just want them to basically say, and the beta goes live today. If they want to call it the beta, whatever. People are expecting it any day now, so I think that's a good time to announce it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, that leaves us with Warcraft. For Warcraft, I don't care what the expansion is. Okay, that's a bold-faced lie. I want the Infinite Dragonflight in the next WoW expansion. I want that to be the main thing.
Okay.
Of course, everyone expects it to be Lich King, Shadowlands, all that stuff. It's like, yeah, that's cool, but have you heard about the Infinite Dragonflight? I want that. I want a real time travel WoW expansion, not Warlords of Draenor.
Okay.
I want player housing of some form. I want player housing of some form. In WoW. It's about time. Get it? Because time travel. It's about time. You can go back in time and get your building equipments for your houses. You can have your house somewhere in the past or the future. WoW. I don't know. But player housing. Some form of player housing. That, I think, would be huge. Because people love transmog. They love making things. They love customizing their game experience. So player housing, it's about dang time.
Yeah.
For Overwatch, and I've mentioned this elsewhere in a couple of places, for Overwatch, they say there's going to be a new Overwatch project. The rumors are about that there's going to be a new game set in the Overwatch universe. What I'm hoping it is if you're familiar with Borderlands, the Borderlands franchise, it's known as being part of the looter shooter genre, where it's kind of like it's a shoot 'em up single player kind of thing or team up. But the loot you get's kind of randomly generated, kind of similar to WoW in that loot's randomized, different abilities and stuff like that. Kind of like Diablo loot meets a shooting game. So I want Overwatch to be the new Overwatch game to be a looter shooter game in which you play as a member of Overwatch that people might not know about. It's like you create your own character, right? So you don't play as Tracer or Reinhardt or one of the Overwatch characters, but you play working for Overwatch. Or maybe they have two different stories, one where you work for Overwatch, one where you work for Talon. You choose your sides. And I want to see more lore. I want to see more story in this game to kind of breathe more life into the world and the lore of Overwatch and let you interact with all those popular characters from the main Overwatch game, but have your own personal story within it as well. So that's what I'm looking for, because that's I love the Overwatch universe. I'm not big on the competitive play of Overwatch, but I love I love the shoot 'em up aspect of the game. I play the PvE stuff all the time. So that's what I want for Overwatch. And I don't think I left anything out. I think that's everything.
That would be interesting to see that come into Overwatch.
I think you've covered it. That sounds, you know, it's not like you've really thought about this at all. So thank you for, you know, top of the head, you know, just throwing some stuff at us. So thank you. We do appreciate that. No, that is wonderful. And it, obviously we will find out in a few weeks' time exactly what will be happening and what Blizzard will reveal. So
remember,
fingers crossed.
Murlocs. Remember, Murlocs, you'll know it when you see it.
That is true. Have you had your episode with Ben and John yet?
That is actually happening this coming Friday.
Thank you. I figured it would have to be about time, because it's like, it's again like that annual thing that you guys
do. It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's a tradition. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for all of those, and fingers crossed, and good luck against John and Ben. That's what I can say.
I need it, because as anyone knows who's listened to those prediction episodes, I make really great predictions. I just make a lot of great wrong ones.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, it's like someone's got to just throw it out there. You never know. The universe might have that thing where eventually it comes back. It might be 20 years before it comes back, Rogue, but you know, it very well could do. So
my Warcraft 4 prediction will come through at some point.
That's right. That's right. You know, you never know. You can't rush a good thing. That's for certain.
No, no.
All right. Well, how about you tell us how your week has been? Other than, I know, obviously, all the crazy, you know, sorting for World of Podcasts and all of that stuff. In-game, what have you been up to in any of your games that you play? Because I know you dabble in across a few other than just WoW.
Well, I mean, I'll keep this relatively short compared to all the rambling I've been doing. I have been playing some World of Warcraft, and I don't do too much as far as I'm not involved in the challenges environment of WoW, although I really respect everyone that's a part of it. I just got my Heart of Azeroth on my main character to level 65 to unlock that that additional trait, minor trait for it. So nice. Stoked about that. I'm debating on how much I want to push and grind to get it up to 70 in time for patch 8.3, because, of course, that was announced. I'm really excited about that, so we'll see how that goes. But I've been spending a lot of time in other Blizzard games. I've been playing Overwatch's Halloween Terror event. I've been playing Hearthstone's Hallow's End event. And outside of that, dabbling in some Steam games here and there that have just been collecting dust in my library. Doing a little bit of everything here and there. And as I mentioned on Twitter earlier today, I'm eyeing the possibility of buying a Nintendo Switch. And that, because I got a little bit of a bonus from work, and it's like, I wasn't expecting this much of a bonus. Nintendo Switch is looking pretty good right now, so might be doing that. And hey, Overwatch is available on the Switch. Diablo's available on the Switch. All we need is, you know, put Hearthstone on the Switch, and we'll talk about World of Warcraft. And hey, I can still play Blizzard games on my Switch, so it's all good.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you just gotta treat yourself. That's what it is. So I say go for it. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on 65 for Heart of Azeroth. That is amazing. Thank you. Do I remember correctly, in this expansion, you'd actually change mains?
For a while I did. So for the start of Battle for Azeroth, I actually went Shadow Priest for quite some time. And then about partway into Battle for Dazar'alor, I switched back to a Warlock main, although it's a Forsaken Warlock. It's basically the same Warlock that I created from the beginning, but I name changed it, race changed it to a Forsaken. So I've been playing Warlock for the most part since, I'd say, halfway into 8.2.
Nice.
And I will likely be playing a Warlock through the end of Battle for Azeroth, but I'll tell you this here now, and I forgot to mention this in Predictions and Hopes. Mm-hmm. If they announce a Tinker class for World of Warcraft, I'm there. New main. Let's go. Volpera Tinker. I'm on.
No. Okay. All right. Well, anything is possible. Anything is possible.
Indeed.
But why would I ask that question, Stone? I don't know. Anyone would think that I would main a Warlock? Who? Me? No. Yeah, of course. And of course, Forsaken Warlock. All the way. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Ro. Thank you for sharing that. And we will find out what Nisi's been up to. Because, you know, Nisi, you never do a lot. Really? Do you? You're always
not a lot.
Really?
No, not at all.
I've actually been doing a little less than I normally do as far as the challenges go.
Playing-wise.
Things have been crazy. Yeah.
All right. So, hit us with it. Tell us what you've been doing.
All right. So I've backed off a little bit from the full gauntlet that I had been running. I had been running maybe 7 or 8 challengers in a stream session. I kind of toned that down to maybe 4 or 5, just because time has been crazy lately. Mm-hmm. Life has been a mess. So, you know, trying to just slow down my sanity progress here. So I worked on some Bloodthirsties this week, and on stream we got the Hunter to level 43, and I got my Holy Priest to level 51, and I have to say, even though she's taking, you know, a couple more hits than say my Discipline Priest was, I still feel like she's killing faster than the Discipline Priest.
Really?
I mean, granted, she's in the green gear because she's a Bloodthirsty, but I still feel like the stuff, at least at this level, is still dying faster than the Discipline one.
That's interesting.
We'll have to see if that trend continues, but, you know, it's interesting nonetheless. Also worked on my Mistweaver Monk, got her to 73.
Nice.
She's been grinding in Ice Crown at the base of the Argent Tournament Grounds in Sindragosa Falls, I believe is what it's called. There's like a little crater, and I'm just going around the top of the crater.
Kobe says hi to everyone, sorry.
Hi, Kobe. By the time you make a full revolution of the little crater area rim, if nobody else is out there questing, doing their Scourge daily, then by the time you make it back around, everything's back up. There is a rare there. And normally I never see him.
Yeah.
However, because I'm on my sort of almost glass cannon healing monk, I've come across it like three times now. And the first time I was scared to death, but I went after him. And I've worked out a system to deal with him so far. I don't know if I'm going to keep messing with him, though, when I see him again. Because it's getting a little closer each time. But I can get him down to about half, and then I have to paralyze him. And then I have to heal myself like crazy. And then I can finish him off. But he does do sort of like a death and decay type effect on the ground. So it's a little difficult when I have to be in there hitting him. It's a lot of moving with him.
Okay.
I restarted the... a new druid to replace the one that I lost at 112. Or was it 113? I think it was 112. And we decided to go Horde this time on stream. And
it's the right choice.
Finally got off my butt. We made a cow, a cow druid. We Chupa named it Soul Survivor. So we've got that one. We got up to level 11. So we're slowly getting back in there. I'm going Guardian this time to see how that goes, because I had another Guardian that was going okay. So we're gonna go full Guardian this time and see what happens. And I've also been working on a Bloodthirsty, even though we can't track it yet in Classic, just to see how it's gonna go. My priest that I did have got buffed by another player just as I logged out, and I didn't have a chance to remove it before I hit the character screen. So I was like, no! So I restarted, and I have a mage now, so I don't have to worry about food and water. She is a little squishy because she's a mage, but I did manage her to get to level 9, which not bad.
Getting there.
Playing like once a week.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, and I dusted off my pacifist last night. And I was like, you know, I really should work on her because there is this small little holiday event going on right now.
Tiny
and,
one.
You know, I should probably try to take advantage of that because the other things I have at her level, not so kind. So I got her to level 92 this afternoon. And I've also got an Iron Man out there floating around. Been streaming her, and we got her to level 75 this week on stream. Didn't do any teams this week because I was busy. It was my fault. I had things to do that were time consuming, and and then I was working on the Hollow's End write up for the website, and that took a bit of time as well. And also I'm working on adjusting my streaming schedule because there's a new game coming out on Steam that I want to potentially slip in there. I got to figure out what day that's going to be on, and I'm trying to add in a more consistent art stream as well. So
okay, so not busy at all, really.
Pretty casual.
I've
been slacking a bit, so.
Well done. Hey, you didn't lose any tunes this week. Is fantastic.
No, I was very happy about that.
Losing the 112 last week, that's probably enough.
It wasn't last week, it was a couple of weeks
ago.
It hurt very much, and I was like, that one actually stung, and I was like, oh, usually they don't phase me too bad, and I'm just like, okay, that one hurt, and so it took me a little bit to get back going on that one. It's kind of why I backed off my other two high levels, A, time, and B, I was afraid something weird might happen, because my internet's been a little, it's been dropping weirdly at odd times of the day recently, and it kind of
freaked me, so I'm like, when you do an Iron Man.
Yeah, it's like, those two, the Warlock is 95, and the Disciplined Priest, I think they're 85, they're just gonna sit for a little bit till I see if this stabilizes or what's going on with it. So I was like, yeah. I'd rather them be there and be alive, and we'll get back to them. They're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think there is the part of being a challenge player where you can go, you know, I completely stuffed up. It's my fault that I died, you know, that kind of thing, as opposed to when your net's playing up, when it is something beyond your control and you die. Mm-hmm. Like, there is two different emotions that you have, oh, yeah. You know? So, yeah. So yeah, I think
I've had both. Mm-hmm. So it's,
it's yeah, not nice.
I think that's the thing that keeps me away from doing Iron Man, is because I'm always worried, what if my connection drops and I've gotten a character to this level? And it's like, but they say it's about the journey, not the destination. I'm like, I know, but
yeah, it's tough.
It's
tough.
It stinks. Yeah. Definitely.
And, you know, I've been really good. Our internet's better than it used to be. And so the other night I was actually in WoW, and I was going to work on a challenger. And then I kind of looked at the time and I'm like, oh, it's kind of late. Maybe I'll go and work on the project I'm working on in Minecraft instead. So I switched over and I was over there for maybe a half an hour and the server kicked me. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So, because we're playing on a public server, and then we realized our internet completely had dropped, and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I wasn't in WoW. yeah, so I have to kind of watch what times I'm playing, because it seems to happen more late at night where it hiccups,
yeah,
oddly, for some reason, but it's been fairly smooth again, so I might start to try to work on those guys again slowly. It might not be on stream, though, because the Warlock's taking about 6-ish hours to get a level in, and the Discipline Priest is probably about 4 to 5.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understand. But still, well done for this week, because, you know, it's between playing just about every type of challenge to nearly... It's like the it's like the big three anyway. Bloods, Passies, Irons. So well done. And I'm going to mention here, and I'm sure I'll mention it later. Again, thank you for that fabulous holiday ride up, because I know that you spent a lot of time and we had stuff that we had to check and we couldn't check until it went live. So
yeah, Nisi
has done an absolutely amazing job with it. So, but yeah, we'll talk about it soon. And if anyone wants to do the Hallows End stuff, go have a look on the website. So, but again, thank you, Nisi. Thank you. It is very, very good. So we appreciate that. Okay, so I'm just gonna look. Let me get a coffee. Everyone, pull up a chair, because I've not done much this week. Just saying, not done much at all this week. The knee is mending, so I'm hoping that we will have some. I hurt my knee a couple of weeks ago, bro. I fell and
Did you take an arrow to the knee?
No,
I used to be an adventurer like
you. Yeah, well, not quite an arrow. It was more face tanking the car park. It was not pretty. So we did a bit of damage and tore the muscle, which was fantastic. Anyway, we get that. Anyway, I've had, it seems to be healing. I can stand and we can walk much better, which is all good. So hence I've been home. And when I'm home, what do? I play WoW. So this week, just quickly, I have done a little bit of stuff. So we played the Passies. I've got two Passies. The baby Passy, the Tauren Druid, hit 41. And the Night Elf Rogue hit 94 today. Thank you, Candy Buckets. Oh my god, Candy Buckets is so, so good. Bloodthirsty wise, we had got a Panda Hunter. She hit 19. My Dwarf Warlock hit 19. funny, they're about the same. I think I started on pretty much about the same time. So Human Warlock hit 30, my Kul'Tauran Hunter hit 31, my Gnome Warlock hit 31, and I've got the letters around the other right. I'm going, what the hell is an FL Hunter? My light Forged Draenei Hunter, that's the one, hit 58. So, funny, Hunter Warlock, who would have thought?
You really like your pet classes.
I do, I must admit. The last week, Execute and I had started an Iron Team, which was fantastic, and we had a lot of fun with that, and we continued on this week. So Tim Tam Slam, the team, was going great guns. We were doing really, really, really well until Lita made a really, really, really bad decision and we were dead at 61. Yeah. Sorry, Execute. Anyway. So then we picked up our socks and we made another team. And Tim Tam Slamming. And we were going fantastic. We were going really, really, really good and dead at 26 because, again, Leader just, yeah, the slimes in Hills Brad was not good. What was the bad decision? The rare in Eastern Plaguelands in the troll area on the top right-hand side was not good with spawning graves.
Hunter pets.
So anyway, lesson. Yeah. You die and you learn. So that was, So anyway, we learned a very valuable lesson. We also learned a very valuable lesson at level 26. So we were dead. So we rolled again, and so we've gone Tim Tam Slammin', okay, so no G, because, you know, Tim Tam Slammin' is one of the best things that you can ever, ever do. It really is. We are still alive at 24, yay, and each of the three teams has been undead Warlock Hunter combination so far, so, we're doing okay. Yeah, we're not going to Desolus. Not going to Desolus. Yes, Ro.
When does WoW Challenges get sponsored by Tim Tams?
Don't know. I've got my favorites. I've actually got a pack over there. I didn't even think about that, Ro. Yeah, look, missed opportunity, damn it.
But I come up with the tough questions. I do plenty of air. It's like, these are the tough questions.
I have got totally Tim Tams. It has to, like, in my house, there has to be at least a couple of packs of Tim Tams at all times. Because, you know, you just never know. So, anyway, we are doing quite well. And we will see. I've considering we're up to Team 3 now. And, which... You know, so we will see how we go. Level 24. But a lot of fun. So thank you. And again, Executor. I'm sorry.
I really thought you guys were going to be like the first team up there with that first try together.
We were going so well.
Oh my God.
I know.
Like in the course of like 2 days, you were like 61. I was like, what?
Crazy.
Like, what is going on over there?
Mind you, we've refined down, you know, I know how much Execute loves Desolus.
Does anybody really love
Desolus? Loves Desolus. It's like his most favorite new zone. Apparently we're not going there this time. Anyway, you get that. But yeah, we've got a pretty good strategy, you know, for what we've been doing. We'll see how it goes. It's just, I think he's just gonna try and keep me alive. Normally I would think I was gonna fall off something. I've not managed to fall off anything. I've just managed to screw up another couple of ways. So, you know, You get that, but we're having a lot of fun, which is really good. So
that's the most important part, though.
It is. Teams is a definitely a different dynamic to, you know, solo play. Yes. So no, it's been good, but yeah. So that's, you know, again, I've not done that much this week, really. Not much. How many levels is that? So we started two new teams. So that's 50.
Look bad, Lita.
50 levels plus then the 21 levels we do. Yeah, no, we haven't done much teams at all this week. So
and there's anyway. Always room for improvement. You'll do better next week.
Yeah, we will see. Let's try and make it to past 26 without Lita dying to slimes. That would be good. Okay, all right. Let us find, where is it? Okay, let's go with this one right here.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right, so news, as we have already discussed, Hallow's End has started. Yay! So excited. 2 weeks of Headless Horseman in Brill is fantastic. Isn't it, Execute?
Oh, he just never stops.
Four hours I
was sitting there in the stuff by Stormwind Gates. It was non-stop. Mm-hmm.
See, I don't mind because I'm, you know, I've got that. I love listening to that voice. And whoever has done that voice for Headless Horseman is just like, yeah, just thank you.
It's a great voice. It's a great voice. It didn't bother me for the first 2 hours, but then when I was sitting there waiting for something to happen and I was getting agitated that it hadn't happened yet, and then I'm like, why isn't this happening? And then the voice was slowly starting to seep into my brain and I'm like, oh, make it stop, because I didn't want to turn down my volume so I could hear what else was going on.
Would you like a bit of trivia about that voice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The voice actor for the Headless Horseman also did the voice acting for the XT raid boss in Olduar. Remember new toys?
Yeah. Okay. Really? Wow.
Both done by the same guy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's quite a voice range.
Okay.
Oh,
amazing. Man. Okay. Very cool. Well, thank you for that trivia, because I completely wouldn't have ever even guessed that. And I remember wiping to that boss many, many times back in the day. So, yes. So, anyway, I'm going to put a... Let me see if Lita gets this right. So, the link to Nisi's post up on the website for Hallows and as to... what you can do for, you know, for the challenges, etc. So please just remember, it is probably one, there's not many of the world events that can cause issues, as in you could get flagged. So please, if you're going to be doing any of this stuff, please just, you know, use caution. As to just in case if a quest or one of the, you know, one of the things that you're going to do is going to flag you. So that would be the biggest thing. But there's a lot of other things up on the websites. And probably the main thing would be, you know, there is no love for Bloodthirsty. Nope, so Nisi and I are just like,
sadness. We're sad pandas because, you know, there's just nothing for them. They can't do anything. Back to the fields with you.
Hence why, mind you, pacifist. Oh yeah, we can get some really good stuff for the pasties. Well, I was getting 7,100 on the one she hit 94. So
I was getting about 6,900 at 91, 92.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, it was time consuming, but you know.
Is it like this one, Lunar Festival, and Midsummer Fire Festival were the three big pacifist ones, right?
Oh yeah.
Because you can do all those without having to kill anything.
Yes, I think it's one. Yeah, pretty much. It's just
it's definitely a slightly scary holiday though, because you do have to watch out for the PvP flag. Mm-hmm. It doesn't last long. But I know I play on a normal server, and My Stormwind is being hit very hard with the Horde attacking, and they're putting the fire out at the Wickerman, and your turn in is right there across from it. So you do have to be careful when you go to turn in, or wait for your PvP flag to drop before you go and turn that in, because there's been a lot of Horde around on the normal servers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's Hallow's End without a little bit of a scare?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's like a whole different... It's like, I'm 90-something, I do not want to start this over.
Exactly, and actually Stone's saying there's actually an issue on some realms right now where you need to flag yourself in war mode in order to see the quest givers in Goldshire and Stormwind Gates.
That's interesting.
So
I haven't had a problem.
So far, it seems like it's affecting a bunch of regular, connected normal realms, Eripeak, Dalaran, Zangamash, etc.
I connect with Dalaran sometimes.
Well, there's been no response from Blizzard yet, so... yeah.
Well, no, I guess I'm not really connected, but I see them in the same shard area.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But, you know, again, it is a fantastic event, whether you're on a normal or a challenge. Just, if you're on a challenge tune, please, please be careful, because there are some stuff that could flag you. Candy buckets within themselves, most candy buckets should be fine. But if you're going to do some of the daily quests and all of that kind of stuff, just tread warily and be very very careful. As Five says, take a flight path to clear your flag. Like, if you do get PvP flagged and you're right near flight, get on, just get to the next one. It will clear your PvP flag as soon as you take off. So that is a good way to go. Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten flagged on the stink bomb dropping quest, obviously, because it's taking you into Undercity, and I've gotten flagged while cleaning up the stink bombs in Stormwind. Mm-hmm. I have not gotten flagged when I didn't have the quest. I don't know if that is possible to be flagged if you're not on the quest, but do be careful if you're hanging around in Stormwind and you're not on the quest. Just to be on the safe side.
Just in case. Because, I mean, the other thing, you, at this time of the year when people are getting flagged, you're going to have opposing faction who, you know, you know what rogues like to do. And, you know.
You never know.
Back in the day, I know some pretty shady rogues that would be like, yep, we're going to the other faction and we're going to sit there and we're going to wait. We're going to wait till someone's flagged, and I don't care what level they are, but they will hunt them down. So, you know, I've got some shady friends, guys, really. I do. But, you know, in a time of crisis when you need those PvP players, that's who you call. Again, be mindful, but go over and check over wildchallenges.com where Nisi has got the write-up on there. Now, the other thing that we wanted to mention, and again, because Classic, we have got those Classic players out there playing Classic. I must admit, I didn't even get to Classic this week, which surprised me. And there is still no idea on API and all of that, guys. As soon as we know anything, we will let you know. So there is no tracking that we can do. However, there is someone who did hit 60 this week, and his name is Iron Felicar. Did I get that right? Iron Felicar hit 60 as pretty much as basically an iron. So it just Blizzard has confirmed that there was no deaths, and he did in white and gray gear and etc. So they haven't, Blizzard has not replied. I think they replied on the forums. He did do a forums post, so if you want to go and check it out, we cannot confirm anything as WoW Challenges, because of course we don't have API. Okay. We are waiting on confirmation. Blizzard hasn't replied with any other stat info, Stone says. Yeah, we've reached out to Blizzard to ask for just get some clarity and confirmation. But yeah, so he seems to be the first person who's done it, and we say well done. Regardless, it's amazing achievement, because Classic, if anybody has played Classic, Yep. Oh, so many memories. So many memories. It really is. But as an iron, amazing.
It's scary out there.
It is scary out there. So if you want to check that out, go for it. We will have the link up on the website. And congratulations to that person. And you know, again, well done. It's good to see that there are so many different challenge types across, you know, many different things, whether it's personal ones you set yourself or ones like what we have with Wild Challenges. So I say well done and go for it. More power to you. The last thing I want to mention before we get into the state of the challenges, because it has been a big week, Spreadshirt has got a promo, which is running from the 23rd to the 25th of October. Free shipping. So if you want to order anything off the website, there will be free shipping between those couple of days, okay? So, and
is
we...
Is there a coupon required or no?
Nope.
It's just base free shipping.
Flat. Okay. Free shipping, that's what I've said. Awesome. So, yeah, so it should automatically do it when you pop over to, and we'll have the link up on the website, please, Niecy. Yeah, too.
Yep.
Okay, excellent.
We'll do it.
All right, let's get down to this week as we all like to see how everyone has done. The state of the challenges. So we're going to start. Ro, can you please start off with the irons and tell us how the top 10's gone? Who have we got?
Sure. So starting at the bottom, working our way up here. At number 10, Iron Grim with level 55. Number 9, we have Peril Word with 67. Peril Word is tied with Anna Rian, who also is at 67. Miraxis is 69. Number 6 is Kargus at 70. 5 is Severa Slupper with 72. Soulfu is number 4 with 75. Feral Lyric is 96, taking third place. Jangler is at second place with 98. And at number 1, also at 98, is Assy, but RIP. Rest in peace. That's as far as Assy is going.
Yep. That's it. Mind you, he has re-rolled, and God only knows what he's already up to. Azzy, I know you're in the chat room. What have you hit already? Because I would...
Yeah, what did you get up to?
36 plus. There we go. You know.
Good job.
He's a machine. Seriously, Azzy? Go. Jeez. All right. Okay. Niecy, go for it.
Yes. Okay, so for Bloodthirsties this week in the top 10, we have Delana at 10 at level 39. Ninth, Niecy at 43. Eighth, we have Drunken Grind at level 45. Number 7 this week is 5 Chesty at level 46. Sixth is Renewed Soul at 51. Fifth, we have Blood Trap 2 at 54. Fourth place, this name kind of looks familiar, maybe.
Really?
Bloodlita at 58.
Probably some scrub. It's okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Looks familiar, though. Third, we have Soulfist at 73.
Nice.
Second, we have Zayabara at 75. And number 1 this week is Bloodzorts at 79.
Bloodzorts, good!
That Zort's name, that's familiar to
me. Mm-hmm. Look at him go. 79 on a blood. Oh my lordy. Fantastic. Well done, Bloods. Okay, Ro, hit us up with the pacifists, please.
All right. People who are picking a lot of flowers and other things. We got Ferrisky at number 10 with 29. Pasileta.
Pasileta.
At 41. Mm.
That's my baby druid.
At number 8, we have 5 Chesty at 46. 5 chests. Wow, that's a lot of chests. Tiber is 7th with 55. Ash Passy is 56. Coming in at number 5 is Awesome Blomster at 64. At number 4, we have Gentle Soul with 92. In third, we have Passive 12 with 94. Second place, another familiar name, Pasileta at 94. And at number one in triple digits, the only one at triple digits, Silent Herber at 104.
Well done. Look at the passies go. Fantastic. Okay. Nisi, what have we got?
All right. So, tins, we don't have a full 10 this week, but that's okay. People have been busy, I guess. Mm-hmm. So at number 8, we have Iron Lock at level 20. Number 7, also at level 20, is Cackling.
Great
number
name.
Number 6, we have Ty Pally Iron at 27. 5th, we have Shaytech at 28. 4th, we have Brittle Magi at 32. 3rd, we have Creastus at 34. Number 2 this week for tins is a Grotter at level 38. And there's a couple ways I would pronounce this. So I don't know if it's Ashley V or Ash Liv. You are 74 in first place for tins.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Okay. Greens. Row, what have we got on the green front, please?
All right, so 10th for green is Ranu with 32, tied with 9th, Gentra Jitlek at 32, Talara is 8th with 39, Skywind is 7th with 49, Assi is in here too with 52 in 6th place, Little Bit Green is 53, Ferealissa is 59 in 4th place, Zaya Jeva is 70. Also, Cephagreen is 70. So they're got second and third there. And way ahead of the pack, in first place, dominating on the way to 100, we have Jan Green at 98.
Nice. Well done, nice. Greens. Okay. Working man, Nisi, who have we got?
This is like the most brutal set of names ever for working man. Okay, so we only have 6 this week. 6th is 9 to 5 at level 12.
That's Taco.
I know there's two ways to say this. So, Cat Nick Rowe, or no, Working Taco.
Working Taco.
RIP at level 17.
I know, Taco, sorry. What happened?
We have Hurricane at 4th. At level 22,
mm-hmm.
We have in third, El Yand at 33, but RIP. Second, we have Work E at 47. And first for Working Man this week is Ferris Stelle at 72.
Look at Fair. She is a, freaking machine Fair. Honestly, absolutely amazing. Okay, well, well done everyone in how everyone's been going on the solo. So let's have a quick look at the Iron Teams. I figured I'd go through this because, reading the Iron Teams is
therapeutic so for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to come to terms. Thank you. Cathartic is the word. Absolutely. Okay, so Iron Teams, here we go. So at number 5, we had 5 teams this week, guys. That's all I'm going to say about it. Anyway, at number 5, Tim Tam Slammin' is 24 and alive. Number 4, Tim Tam Slammin', RIP at 26. Number 3, Bonnie and Clyde. What a great name. It hit level 30. Congratulations. Number 2 is Team Scone at 36. That would be Rachel Nobby. Woo, go. And this week is just... Anyway, Tim Tam Slam, dead, 61, leader's fault. There we go. Done. So congratulations for the teams. And let's have a look at blood teams. We've got a couple.
His name, and I know who it is.
I know. It is. When I read it, I'm like, oh. So number 2 this week is Deadly Corgi as an Assassination Squad. Hit level 22. And then, of course, we have got number 1 is Great D, but Edible at 46. So, well done. Now, green teams. No green teams this week, but still, well done to everyone. Leveling, commiserations to everyone that we lost this week. And I hope you have a fantastic week. Obviously, you know, with Hallows and being here, there's lots of XP, like free XP, bonus XP, guys. Hunt down those candy buckets, because candy buckets are good, yeah.
Who doesn't like candy?
No. Bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsties don't.
It's true.
Just can't. Okay, guess what I get to play? This one!
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
Oh, thank you, Zort. So it makes me smile every single time I hear that. So this is Chit Chat. This is where people send in their tips, their tricks, their jokes, their puns, their questions, all of those kinds of things. So we're going to start, as we always like to start this section with, and that is Azzy's puns. However, guess what? We have got a bumper for this now. So here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Thank you, Azzy.
I love the crickets.
I know, it's good. All right, Ro, come on. You hit us with it. Let's see what Azzy's given us this week.
Yeah, well, you see, a man got arrested for killing a man with sandpaper. He told the police he only intended to rough him up a bit.
Oh, that's cute, Azzy.
That's cute.
Look. You know, he's had some bad, like, there's many different levels to Azzy's jokes and puns he sends in. This is definitely on the much better side, Azzy. Thank you. Not quite two thumbs up. It's like one and a little bit.
It was a little pinky. Rough, but I tried to smooth the delivery and make it work.
You did well. Thank you. Oh, very cool. Some people obviously in the chat room not quite as happy with the reactions. Thanks, guys. It's nice that we've got certain, you know, parts of the show that get a really strong reaction. That is good.
People are very passionate about this podcast. I love it.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Nisi, can I get you to read this letter that Five sent in? Five, this is why I've not replied, because we were using it for Chit Chat, which he would know anyway, because he sent used for Chit Chat. So thank you, Five. All right.
Okay.
Hit us with what Five's got to say.
So, dear Iron Tribunal, last week, the only reason my pacifist Five Piggledy made it to the State of the Challenges report was that it had earned a yellow flag for an accidental killing of a critter, not for reaching a level. Mm-hmm. This simply will not do, and I have considered retiring him and starting anew. However, now there exists a potential option for a pacifist which has killed but not died to join the Working Man Challenge instead. This makes intuitive sense to me, in the same manner in which an iron challenger that dies is allowed to then join the Tin Man Challenge to continue the adventure in a lesser context. I tried adding him to the Working Man, but it returned an error which stated that he was already present in the Tin Man Challenge and so could not be added. This is not right, as he was not listed there. He is on the pacifist list. I believe that this erroneous error could be the result of branching the existing code into the newer working section. Will the Working Man be made available to pacifists that have killed? Perhaps that tune must complete the red flag on the pacifist list by killing 10 or more things to be eligible. Despite the abnormal dual listing of my bloodthirsty passy, I do recognize the intent not to allow challengers on multiple lists. Thank you, Five Iron.
Okay, and you know what? It was really nice to get a letter that was not spam. So thank you, Five. I do appreciate that. You know, because often there's a lot of, you know, dear world challenges, we can help you. Or anyway, there's always interesting emails, and you just like, oh dear Lord. Anyway, so we understand what Five. So what's happened is five's passies got flagged, because a passy will get a yellow flag when there has been, you know, a critter kill. So even not necessarily killing a mob, but killing one of those little tiny squirrels, that will also count as a kill. So he's been flagged, and what he wanted to do was to put the tune over into Working Man. Well, when it comes down to it, Working Man is not a second chance challenge. So Tin Man was made to as basically irons die, and then your second chance was go to a tin. That was the only reason that tin came in, was to give those for iron the chance to move it across to continue on the challenge in the same vein, but to allow deaths. Everything else that's come into play, like your bloods, your pacifists, your greens, and all of that is, and including Working Man, are standalone challenges. It was not the intention to then, if you get flagged, to then be like, okay, well then, can I take this turn over to another challenge and continue on the same vein? It's basically, you're done. Okay, so whether things might change in the future, you know, I don't know at this stage as to what may happen, but sorry, Five, can't put your passy onto a Working Man. Sorry, sweetie. It's just how it is. So that's basically the answer in a nutshell. And that answer came direct from Stone, so I'm giving it to you in the nicer Lita way of the answer. So yeah. Okay. So sorry about your passy. I tell you, that is one thing that I am so nervous on, is either misclicking on a freaking critter, or getting some, what's the word?
The prox kills.
Prox kill.
I'm really scared about those doing the Halloween stuff, because there's so much going on around me that I'm just like, no, leave me alone.
That's why I want to get out of Stormwind.
As fast as I can and get,
get out, go collect. That's what I've been doing. Go collect baskets. Like, get away from people, because Stormwind, you know, all of the Brill, Razor Hill, you know, all of those guys, Goldshire is just full and full of people. So,
oh yeah, just even trying to turn the quest in, I'm like, please, nobody kill anything next to me, please.
Seriously, I will be in a fetal position if I get any kind of prox kill. You will not. Yeah. There will be really hard coming back from that. But yeah, so. We understand it's not the nice thing, unfortunately, but yeah, can't do Working Man on that one, Five. Sorry about that. Okay, so let us do my new segment. Yay! Leader's got a new segment. This is very exciting. Okay, so we are doing the Challenger Tip of the Week, which is the new section. It's just basically you guys want to put in, you know, send us in your tips, the things that you do when you're playing a challenge tune. We are going to have this as a database on the new website I am utilizing it. So please either email me, tweet me, or tweet us, Facebook, what else have we got, Nacy? Like, all the different things.
The podcast channel and the Discord. Just however you choose to send it in, whether you Facebook message it, email, you know, Twitter DM, tweet at us. Just please, please, please make sure you tag it for Challenger Tip of the Week.
So exactly. We know. You know.
That's all that we have.
You know, I see an opportunity here, because I noticed you've gone into this new segment and there's no bumper.
There's no bumper. Lita's been sick and we haven't got the
thing. What I'm saying is I may need to help you change
that. Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Exciting.
To be continued.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Excellent. We would be very excited. Thank you. All right. So, yeah. So what we will be doing is compiling all of these. And over the years, we have had many of this stuff from our guests. And we want you guys to send them in. send them in. Let us know. Otherwise, because seriously, between the mods and, you know, Stone Stir and myself, look, we can come up with a lot, but we want to throw it out to all of you guys as challenge people. So please let us,
hear from you guys.
Here, put them over on Discord and all that kind of stuff. So
even if you've been on the show before and given it to us previously, pretend we don't have it. Send it back in so we can recompile a new list with everything.
Because we are not going back 187 episodes trying no we're not doing that.
If you went back through 187 episodes, that would be absolute murder.
Yeah,
it would be a very time consuming side project.
Exactly. So no,
I'm waiting for it, Zorts. I'm waiting for it.
Is he still there?
I don't know. Him off the show.
He said he was going AFK for a sec, so maybe he's not back yet.
He missed it. He'll catch up.
Oh, there what? He is.
There he is. Hang on, he's back. You'll have to say it again.
I just said if you had to go through 187 episodes, it would be murder. I want to see if he gets it.
Okay. Well, we will see what he has to say in a minute. All right, Nisi. Considering this is one of your challenger tip of the weeks, can I get you to please read and tell everyone of it?
Sure. So I provided the tip this week. So my tip this week is, when in doubt, scout it out. This goes for any of the challenges. If you're unsure of something, like we did for Hollow's End, scout it out. It might be time consuming, but it is well worth it in the end.
Absolutely. Very, very important. Okay, so you got a response, Ro. Do you want to tell us what Zort's got it?
It's a police code for Officer Down.
Aha. Okay, well, there you go. Thank you. Everyone's happy. So thank you, Zorts. Okay. all right. So I don't think we've got anything else that we need to look at. So I think we will start wrapping up. And Nisi, I'm going to hit you with your job this week.
Oh, I see. So please, I don't do all the funny voices that Zorts does. I don't want to enter into his territory. So we're just going to go through the Iron Elite. We would like to thank you very much. You help us a great deal more than you can possibly know or understand. And we greatly, greatly appreciate you. So from the bottom of our hearts, we would like to thank Two Shanks, Aleandris, Asylin, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Fiesta Taco 83, Five Iron, Frasley Sparks Fan, Gazdin, Grand Negus, Grim, Introvert Genius, Chris W, Chris R, Layla, Lasan, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms.
Miggy.
Miggy, okay, I wasn't sure I was going to say that right. Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rude DeBrun, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Thilani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tully Bardine, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamithil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you guys so very much.
Thank you so much, our Iron Elites. You guys rock for all of the support to us and the website. Without you, you know, this just makes the website run, and we appreciate that. And if anyone wants to become an Iron Elite, don't forget, pop over to wowchallenges.com. You'll find all this info over there. So again, thank you guys. Now, I want to just say a big thank you from Stir, Stone, and myself to all of our wonderful mods, because without you guys, like, seriously, you make our lives so much easier. So, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Zaya, Zorts, and Nisi, thank you for all of the things that you do. Nisi, thank you. especially for that amazing write-up. It was really good, and we really do appreciate it. But guys, for looking after the chat room, for looking after Discord, for forums, all of that. So thank you very much. To Alminia, our word coding guru, man, God, as we like to call, thank you for all that you do and all that you are doing. We truly appreciate the effort because we know it is a damn big job organizing a new website. So thank you very much for that. And as always, chat room, thank you guys. I'm pointing over this way because that's where my chat is, but thank you for just hanging out, being here with us, and having a chat. We do thoroughly appreciate you taking some time out of your day. Now, for everyone else, next week we will be back with a show, which will be Saturday, October 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will be talking to Rogue Slayer, find out what she has been up to. So, very excited about that. However, Ro, again, thank you for today. And we know it is crazy busy time of the year for you as always. But if you would like to tell everyone where they can find you, where they can get in touch with you, would be awesome.
Well, first off, thank you, Lita. Thank you, Nisi. Thank you, chat room. If you want to find me, you can go to @RealmPodcast, @RoWow, or @RestartCast on Twitter. That's for the Realm Maintenance Podcast, the Rolling Restart Podcast, and @RoWow is just my main Twitter, which I use for all my stuff. The Realm Maintenance Podcast is the main thing that I do, but I also do a Warcraft podcast called The Rolling Restart. If you want to email me, you can email me at realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to realm-maintenance.com where you can find the Realm Maintenance Podcast and links to all the other stuff I do and links to a whole bunch of awesome podcasts that cover Blizzard games, including this one. In addition to that, just a reminder for Con Before the Storm, if you want more information about Con Before the Storm, you can follow @ConBeforeStorm on Twitter, and you can go to ConBeforeStorm.com for all the info on who's going to be there, when it's going to be, what's going to be happening, and just all the awesome stuff that we got in store for you.
Fantastic, and there's a lot of information there, guys, so if you want to check it out, please do. Support this wonderful event. Like, you know, they've been a massive support to us, and as I said, it was a privilege last year for one to be there and to hang out with one of my best buds, which obviously, you know, is Stone. He's not here. Don't tell him, anyone, that I said him, you know, because, you know, he might you know, he might think that we're friends or something. But really, it was a lot of fun, and to do all of that with him last year was amazing. So we really did have a lot of fun. So we will have all those links up on the website. So thank you very much. Now, where is the website, you ask? Well, of course, it is over at wowchallenges.com. That is where you will find all of the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and of course, YouTube channels. If you would like to listen to an episode of this podcast, pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio, where you will find us. If you would like to send us an email like Five did, thank you, Five, send one to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can also send your tips, your tricks, your jokes, your puns, or, you know, your questions. Feel free to do that. Nisi, can you tell everyone where they can find you, please?
Sure. You can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord. I help out modding over there. I'm just simply Nisi over there. You can find me on Twitter @NisiBGN. And you can find me on Twitch Wednesday, Thursday, and sometimes Sunday at NisiBGN on the Twitch side, and then Fridays, most Fridays, I'm with Zorts on his channel, streaming teams.
Nice. Thank you very much. And don't forget, if you want to find out what shenanigans I am up to, check out Twitter. It's probably one of the best places. You will find me at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. And of course, Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth are some other podcasts that, you know, you might just want to listen to in your spare time if you'd like to. Other than that, we will wrap up with our final thank you. So Nisi, can you take that away, please?
Sure. We'd like to extend a very big thank you to Mark Honan for our intro. And you can find him at Mark Honan Wow on Twitter. And we also would like to extend a very big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity. And he also does the Frozen Nerds podcast and the BlizzCon podcast.
Excellent. Alrighty, well, I think that is a show, guys. So again, Ro, thank you so much for your time today. We really do appreciate it. And best of luck with the world of podcasts. And I'm super jealous I can't be there and see it all because it was an amazing event. But I hope everything goes as well as I feel that it will do, because you've got some awesome people. Lots and lots of awesome people. So best of luck with that. And other than that, guys, like, thank you, everyone. Have a good week. Take it easy. Be careful out there in Hallow's End. And we will catch you next time. So, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.